This is VOA News Fire Remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says that he's highly unlikely or highly likely an Islamic State affiliate will try another attack in Afghanistan. The State Department urged all American citizens to leave the vicinity of Kabul's airport immediately, citing its early morning warning, a specific credible threat. The Biden administration and Biden has vowed to expand a U.S. air campaign against the Islamic State extremist group, whose suicide bombing attack at the airport last Saturday has killed scores of Afghans and 13 American service members. The president's death deadline for evacuating Americans and others from Afghanistan and Tabat. Taliban forces sealed off Kabul's airport Saturday to most Afghans hoping for evacuation as the U.S. and its allies were ending a chaotic airlift that will help warn their troops 2 decades in Afghanistan. Western leaders acknowledged that withdrawal would mean leaving behind some of their citizens and many locals who have helped them over the years, and they vowed to try to continue working with the Taliban to allow local seats and allies to leave after President Joe Biden's Tuesday deadline to withdraw from the country. Although most of the allies had finished their evacuation flights, the U.S. planned to keep in the roundtable clock and flights going until the deadline, saying 113,500 people have been evacuated since August 14th, the day before the Taliban claimed Kabul. This is VOA News. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei drew a parallel between the U.S. President Joe Biden government and its approach to the nuclear accord to that of former President Donald Trump, who withdrew from the deal in 2018 and reimposed sanctions on Iran. On Saturday, a top Iranian security official accused Biden of illegally threatening Iran after he said he may consider other options if nuclear diplomacy with Tehran fails. Biden told the Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett in White House talks on Friday that he was putting diplomacy first to try to rein in the nuclear program, but if no negotiators had failed, he would be prepared to do and turn the unspecified options. Health investigators across the U.S. are finding it nearly impossible to keep up with the deluge of COVID-19 infections and carrying out contract service efforts that were once seen as a pillar in the nation's pandemic response. States are hiking new staff and seeking volunteers to bolster the ranks of the contract workers that have completely worked there, and to thousands of each day. Some gestures trimmed their contact tracing teams when numbers were dropping, and they're now scrambling to train new investigators. Authorities and others have triggered their same teams to focus on the most vulnerable. Residents across Louisiana's coast rushed to prepare for the approach of an intensifying Hurricane Ida. The storm is expected to bring winds as high as 130 miles per hour when it slams aboard on Sunday afternoon, along with the surges and from storms and flooding rains. Ida was still a depression 2 days ago, but Sunday night it was a cargo to a Category 2 storm with 105 mile per hour winds. Combination of voluntary and mandatory evacuations have been called for cities and communities across the region, including New Orleans. Meteorologists say the storm's track could save significant communities across the region, including New Orleans. Meteorologists say the storm's track could have some type of effect on the industrial corridor between Baton Rouge and New Orleans and on Mississippi River traffic. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.